The worse I feel, the harder I can get the guys laughing. I'm not the person you think I am. This war used to bother me, but it doesn't anymore. When I see dead people, I shrug. People we have killed, not just soldiers, but ordinary working men and women and children. I have no desire for God. I don't want to pray. Instead of going to church, I go to the pub and drink until I don't give a hoot. There was more. Much more and much worse. I lay in agony in that hospital ward, trying to remember just what in my drunken fog I had written. Well, there was one friend I could say goodbye to. The trouble was, Teal wasn't just one friend. She was the best friend I'd ever had, and I had wanted her to be so very much more. I thrashed about on the narrow bed, what part of me could move, trying to shut out the picture of Teal reading that letter. And as I flung out my arm, my hand fell on the book. That was the second thing the boys had done for me. They had found my mother's little Bible in the bottom of the duffel bag. It was Jan Swart who brought it to me, leaving it rather shyly on the bedside table just before he left. "This book was in your things," he said. "I didn't know if you wanted it." I said thanks, but I didn't pick it up. I doubt if I ever would have, except for the nuns. The hospital to which I had been assigned was run by Franciscan sisters. I soon fell in love with every one of them. From dawn until midnight they were busy in the wards, cleaning bedpans, swabbing wounds, writing letters for us, laughing, singing. I never once heard them complain. One day I asked a nun who came to bathe me how it was that she and the other sisters were always so cheerful. "Why, Andrew, you ought to know the answer to that, a good Dutch boy like you. It's the love of Christ." When she said it, her eyes sparkled, and I knew without question that for her this was the whole answer. She could have talked all afternoon and said no more. "But you're teasing me, aren't you?" she said, tapping the well-worn little Bible where it still lay on the bedside table. "You've got the answer right here." So now, when my restless hand struck against it, I picked it up. In the 2.5 years since my mother had given it to me, I had never once opened it. But I thought about the sisters, their joy, their tranquility. "You've got the answer right there." I propped the little book on my chest, and with a desultory finger, I moved the pages backward until I got to Genesis 1:1. I read the story of creation, and of the entrance of sin into the world. It did not seem nearly as far-fetched to me now as it had when our schoolteacher read aloud a chapter each afternoon, while outside canals waited to be jumped. I read on, skipping whole portions, flipping through to get to the story again. At last, many days later, I came to the New Testament.